Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. So today's energy report is going to be a little bit different because it's not just going to cover October. However, it's going to cover a lot of the energies that is happening right now currently, which is the whole point of the energy reports. But this particular subject that I'm going to be talking about, is going to most likely go into the rest of the year. But it's a really important subject, and it's something that I feel like you really need to understand and get a handle on, because it's incredibly helpful, especially if you're sensitive. And so what I'm going to be talking about with this October energy is what's going on with the masculine and the feminine energy balance. That is going to be really, really important for you to understand, because most people who are sensitive are very out of balance right now when it comes to the masculine and feminine energies. And I'm going to explain what happens when you're out of balance, you know, what areas of your life it's affecting, and just kind of things like that, that most likely you'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get that, or that is happening in my life, etc. This one subject that we're going to be talking about, this masculine and feminine energy, is something that I want you to completely erase gender from, because this absolutely has nothing to do with gender. So let's start there. It's like the yin and the yang of energies, yin, yang, whatever. It's two parts to everything. The energies have masculine and feminine energy, two parts to everything. And I'm going to get into talking about that now so that you understand it absolutely is not a gender thing. When we are dealing with energies, and I teach this a lot in my classes, my spirit class, my empath class, you are not just dealing with just energy. Everybody says, oh, the energy is positive, the energy is negative, this and that. There's several different types of energy, different layers of energy, and they're separated into different categories. And in order for you to develop and work with your intuitive senses and to understand what's going on when you're sensitive, and to really understand what's happening in the spiritual aspect of who you are, it's good to know kind of how the categories fall as far as energy is concerned, which helps you to differentiate. And that gets into a whole nother class that I'm not really going to get into. If you're interested in that, you'll definitely want to check out the classes. But I'm going to touch upon it a little bit here. When it comes to masculine and feminine energies, they're just two parts to a greater whole, always. But they carry different, think about it as different personalities or different aspects or different traits. They each hold very specific traits to their side. So feminine has feminine energetic traits. Again, it's not a gender thing, so it's going to be a little bit different than you think. And masculine are going to hold a little masculine traits. Now, energy really covers basically around five different categories. Is people, places, or, and I'm going to add that into environmental, places and environmental, because for the sake of this conversation, it's going to be easier. Then we have earth energy, spiritual energy, and universal energy. So different types of energy is going to affect things differently, right? People energy, places and environmental, earth, spiritual, and universal. Now, the interesting thing about that is when you're dealing with people, energy, places, and environmental, you are dealing with a lot of masculine energy. When you're dealing with spiritual and universal energy, you are dealing with a lot of feminine aspect energies. When you're dealing with earth energy, which basically links the two together, because well, it's like people, environmental, and places, earth is your link, then spiritual and universal. Earth has a very nice balance of both. Very, very nice balance of both. So, as a spiritual being, as you notice, what will happen is in your physical body and your the physical environment and things like that, you're dealing with a lot of your masculine energy. And then when you get into your spiritual body, your soul, any of that nature, you're dealing a lot with your feminine energies. Okay? So as a person, and then being on Earth, you have aspects of being able to tune into both your masculine and your feminine energies. And so it's really important to keep these energies personally in your own person in balance. It's very important. It's actually important to keep all things in balance in your life, but you know, who's going to do that? So right now we're just talking about this, which sounds really complicated, but it's going to get easier and it's going to make sense when I get into kind of what's happening and what you might be expecting. So right now, with everything going on in the universe and in the stars and astrologically, there is a heavy focus and a heavy reproduction with masculine energy. There's a lot of hyping up of masculine energy. There's a lot of people aligning with masculine energy. Masculine energy. So people are aligning with masculine energy. They are, projecting masculine energy. They are identifying with it really strongly. And therefore, it amplifies a lot of the masculine energy. And so that's been going on for a while now. And what is happening, because it's so heavily present, is the feminine energies start to become less prominent, less focused upon. You align with them less, and that's going to be the more spiritual, universal aspect of who you are, the more soul part, the more intuitive part of who you are. You're going to move and gravitate naturally towards the more amplified energy, because like attracts like. And so, again, this is a lot of stuff I teach in my classes, and we get into it in detail on how to do it and how not to do it and kind of how to notice when you're gravitating. Because the simple fact of the matter is, you typically will not notice that you're gravitating towards one energy or another. You typically will not notice until there's an issue, until you run up against a block of a problem, or you start feeling a certain way, or you're feeling off balance, or you're having physical issues, or you're having emotional stuff going on, or no sleep. And then when there's a problem, then you're like, oh, okay, wait a minute, what's happening? If there's no problems and life is just running smoothly, you're in balance typically, first of all. And then second of all, you know, you're not feeling weighted one end or this of the spectrum or another, because you're in what's called a flow. You're in this energetic flow. Everything's moving properly. Everything's balanced. Feels good, right? So the only time that you're really noticing an imbalance and a problem is when you're heavily seated in one area or another, heavily aligned with one area or another. And what typically happens is you naturally gravitate that way before you're mentally aware of what's happening. Then when you're mentally aware of what's happening, you're fully in that area of that type of energy. And so most people are going to notice, probably especially after listening to this podcast, that whether you could be spiritual, like even doing what I do for a living, and have gravitated towards the masculine energy side without even realizing you're doing it until you, oh, something's wrong, something's off here, okay? So that's not uncommon. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're psychic or if you do a lot of heavy spiritual work, you can easily end up just floating down that river. That's kind of what it's like. You end up on a river and you just float that way. There's people that way, the current's strong that way. And so unless you're paying attention and you move over to the nice area of maybe feminine energy, where there's not as many people and the current isn't quite as strong, right? The current is naturally just going to just pull you and drag you over to where the strong current is. And if you're not focused on moving towards the current you want to go, you're just going to go that way. And that's what's been happening. Here's some of the issues with that. The issues is, the cool thing about masculine and feminine energies are, I swear that's like a tongue twister. I'm not doing this on purpose. It's just like, I don't know, it doesn't roll off your tongue really well. So the interesting thing about masculine and feminine energies is they typically also tend to affect different areas of your chakras. So An easy cheat sheet way to look at that is feminine energies typically affect the higher chakras from the middle up. The masculine affect mostly the lower chakras. Now, that again may be counterintuitive to male-female, but that's not what we're talking about because it's not a gender thing, okay? So we have to keep remembering that. So what would be affected? What type, how would you know if you're kind of in more heavily in the masculine energy without having feminine balance? Some of your lower chakras would start to be affected. Things, you might be worrisome. You might notice physical aspects of anything affecting the lower chakras, such as security. You might find that, you know, or money or worries and fears of that nature. You might find that you're more of a left brain thinker. You're more skeptical. You're questioning things, but you want factual information, not like you're questioning things and you're going with your intuition, because that would be more of a balance, right? If you're going to do a masculine feminine balance, you're questioning things using your factual skeptical side, but you're also balancing with, I'm going to double check it with my intuition. If you're not balanced, you're going, I'm double checking with facts, you know, like I need to know this. The strength area can be affected of your life, where if you're feeling strong physically, mentally, emotionally, if it starts getting off balance and too heavy in one area and you're too heavy in the masculine flow, the masculine river, you're going to notice that it's probably might be affecting strength, emotional or physical strength. What a lot of people are experiencing right now with this is reproductive issues, anything in your reproductive parts, your hormones that would be affected by anything reproductive. If your hormones are feeling off, if you're having any male or female issues in the reproductive area, if you're having any, it also is around the sacral chakra. So anything that might be, again, affected with hormones, sexual area of your life, things like that, that would be you're too heavy in the masculine, that you're down that river too far. And so people are starting to notice those types of things. The other thing that is really, when you have a nice balance of masculine energy, is joy and happiness. So when you're too heavy, what happens? When you're too heavy, any of these positive things that typically happen, which would be joy, happiness, you know, sexual energy, feeling strong financially, you know, emotionally, physically, those are all when you're in balance. When you're out of balance, it's the opposite, which is I'm not feeling strong financially or emotionally or whatever. The sexual aspects of your body, the reproductive aspects of emotionally or physically, and or joy, which would also be the opposite, which would be depression or feeling sad or having too many ups and downs emotionally. You know, you're having too many ups and downs. You're not being able to maintain a more positive, happy attitude. That's because you're having an imbalance. When you're having an imbalance, the lower chakras are affected, not in the positive light, but the opposite of what that they would represent. So we're talking the solar plexus, happiness. If you're imbalanced, it's going to be the opposite. Reproductive area, the opposite. The sexual sacral chakras, the opposite. Feeling rooted, grounded, strength, the opposite. So if you're feeling like if you are down that river too heavily, these are areas of your life that are going to be affected. Now, most people, because of the universal energy and the stars and the alignment and whatnot, we have a heavier component of masculine energy. So as a spiritual person, it's going to be your job to pull in your own feminine energies, because the masculine is very present right now. So you're going to have to be fully focused on working with your higher chakras. That is going to then balance out your system, which will then give more feminine energy that will balance the masculine energy in your spiritual and physical body. And so those aspects are going to be where you're going to be want to reworking with your intuition, reconnecting with your angels, any spirit communication, anything working with any of the higher chakras, anything with a loving nature, your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your pituitary gland, your third eye chakra, and your higher consciousness chakra. So that's all going to relate to your spiritual side. So that's going to be connecting with angels. It's going to be connecting with spirits. It's going to be working with white light energy. That would be, so for instance, I'm going to give you some easy steps to work with that as well. But I kind of got sidetracked because moon energy, that's another, let's start with moon energy because I'm going to give you some tips. So moon energy is a really nice, easy way. That would be one of the first things. These are in no particular order, not like one stronger than the other, but that's the first one that people don't realize. Even sitting outside during moon phases and just connecting with the stars, connecting with the moon, connecting with universal energy, because remember, universal energy is feminine energy. It's helping you to align and connect with the feminine aspects of who you are, with the feminine aspects of universal energy and the energetic world. So sitting outside and just connecting with that energy, you know how you, if you go outside and you ground yourself in earth energy, that's connecting with the root of the earth energy, and it's a heavier masculine energy. And then you can also use earth energy to look at the sky and do it the opposite, but it's kind of like grounding for your spiritual side. So when you're connecting with the sky, when you're connecting with it's more effective at night. It just is. It's more effective when you're being able to see the moon and really connect with the moon and see the stars and connect with the stars. So sitting outside and connecting with the stars, the universe, connecting with the planets, connecting with moon energy, and allowing your body to just soak in the moon energy. That is a really good way to connect with the feminine energies and draw that feminine energy in to bring balance. Another thing would be to working and connecting with angels. That is a really good, easy way to connect with feminine energy and bring in that aspect of yourself. Talking to angels, using my angel meditation, which I believe should be somewhere on YouTube, my angel meditation, which also brings in connecting with white light energy. That's another one. Connecting with white light energy through a meditation, angel energy through a meditation. I have two meditations for both of those. I have my chi meditation, which is really good to connect with white light energy. That is on YouTube. Just do chi meditation, Jennifer O'Neill. Maybe we'll be able to put a link. And also angel energy meditation. So I have an angel meditation, angel protection meditation. So doing either of those will also connect you with your spiritual side. And you just work through those meditations. You connect with that white light energy. You connect with that pink angel energy. You make focused time to do this each day. The other thing is connecting with spirits and spirit aspects of your life. The last thing I'm going to tell you, which I'm going to get to in a minute, is going to be super easy, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's just something you have to focus upon. But actually the meditation, none of this really costs you anything. So you just have to really focus your mind and your energy into making sure that you're bringing in this feminine aspect. but the spirit energy, I do have, if you want to reconnect with spirits, I do have a cheap $37 class that has a really lot of good information on it, on my website, on my website, www.keystospiritworld.com, or just type in keystospiritworld.com. And I have this really good class that can walk you through communicating, with your spirit guide, and that it would be hugely helpful in something like this. And you get to walk through, and I connect you, you know, I teach you some aspects of connecting with your spirit guide, which is really, really good. The last one tip that I have on this is retuning and refocusing your intuition. I actually think that people need to retune their intuition right now. They really, really, really need to retune their intuition. And what I mean by that, and it doesn't matter if you are in the spiritual housework, whatsoever, it doesn't even matter how advanced you are, if you're just learning about intuitive aspects, if you are a metaphysical healer. At this point in time, I think it would be hugely helpful, whether you're a practitioner or not, in the metaphysical, to retune your intuition. It needs to be done now. Now's the time to do it. It doesn't mean that you're not good at what you're doing. It means that you're polishing, you're cleaning up, you're dusting, you're polishing all the skills that you already have. And that is something that is my absolute favorite tip and number one thing that I would like you to leave here with today. I actually thought about doing an entire podcast on this, but I thought it would fit nicely into this podcast. And here's what I mean by that. Most people are moving too far away from their intuition right now, even if you're in the metaphysical field. They tend to be moving a little bit away from that, not really focusing upon it, not utilizing it as much. They're second guessing their intuition. If you're even in the field, I'm talking about a personal level. So yes, you're going to use it while you're doing it at work, but how often are you blowing it off and forgetting about it and brushing it off during your downtime? And you really, really need to ask yourself this right now, is how much have you been utilizing your intuition lately? How much has your intuition played a role in your decision making? How much has your intuition been playing a role in calming your fear or worry? Well, and let's flip that on its head. How fearful and worried have you been lately? Take a moment to gauge what you've been fearful or worried about lately. Has it been business? Has it been health? Has it been, you know, just lifestyle and what you can and cannot do at this moment in time? How often is this in your thought process? How much is it playing a role in your life? Because you will most likely notice, because you've gone on that current of that masculine energy, because you've naturally gravitated over there, without you really have been paying attention, you will most likely notice that you have these fearful, worried thoughts going through your head more often than you typically would have a couple years ago. And most likely you will also notice that you haven't been using your intuition as a sounding board to calm or balance or answer to what fears or worries that you're having. You're not trusting it as much. You're not utilizing and partnering with that spiritual side of yourself as much as you have been a year or two ago. And so I'm finding that a lot of people I'm talking to have found themselves into patterns that they didn't realize that they were into. And that's where their intuitive senses and part of themselves has sort of been muffled and shut down on accident while they move towards the masculine flow of energy. It's something that they are not meaning to do, but when you start looking back on your last 6 months, how much have you brought this into your life? Have you been utilizing it a lot? Have you been asking yourself questions? Have you been relying upon it? Have you been trusting it? Have you been building this confidence with your spiritual side? Have you been patting your spiritual side on the back saying, hey, good job. Yeah, you really hit this one on the head. Have you been connecting and really flourishing and developing that relationship that you have with your spiritual self and the knowledge that it has? Have you been working with that and putting effort into that? Because you need to put effort into that spiritual side of yourself the same way you need to put effort into a friendship or a love relationship. If you just go through life with a friendship or a love relationship and you don't put any effort into that relationship with your significant other, what happens? It begins to lose some of its force, its passion, its value. It starts to become flat, right? Well, you need to cultivate and you need to water and you need to develop and keep continuously bonding and working with this relationship between your physical and your spiritual side and these both of these aspects of yourself. It needs to be something that you're consciously tending to. And I've noticed with a lot of my spiritual friends, co-workers, I guess I would say, and also clients and people, just people I've been talking to, friends and family, that they've really been losing that connection. And they haven't been, they've been neglecting it in a sense without realizing that they're neglecting it. The neglection process has been taking place because the masculine energy is so heavy that it just whooshes you down that way. And then you're like, wow, I forgot that I used to use my intuition a lot more. I used to rely on that. We were like, I had a trust fall with my intuition. Like we got each other's backs, you know? You cultivate that relationship. You rely on it. You trust it. There becomes this bond with you and that side of yourself. And so now's a good time to retune and rebond, reconnect, and really cultivate that relationship again. And you need to do this if you're experiencing any of the things that I've been talking to you about. If any of the stuff that we've been talking about is happening in your life with the fear of security, the fear of money, the worries, the depression, the you know, your happiness isn't quite there, you're having hormones issues, you're having reproductive issues, you're having any type of security issues. If these things are happening to you, yes, you're down that river of masculine energy. How hard is it to pull out? Not that hard. It's not that hard to move back over. There's always areas where you can move over into a more balanced, calm, energetic flow. You just need to be focused upon it, be aware of it, have spiritual awareness, and then move that direction. That's really all. It's not hard. It's not going to be this whole retuning your intuition and cultivating and bonding with your spiritual aspect. It's not hard. You just have to have spiritual awareness. You have to have energetic awareness. That's really all it is, because we are always going to have to rebalance energetically. It doesn't matter what happened last 6 weeks, six days, or 6 years. If you're here on this earth, you are in a constant process of monitoring and balancing your spiritual and physical aspects of yourself and the energies in your life. That's just what we do here. And so it's a constant work in progress. That's why I created some of the classes, though, is so that you can learn, okay, when do I know when I'm out of balance? And then where do I go to balance these again? And like, what process do I take to go ahead and get back in alignment? And then you start learning it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. If you are a sensitive person, this needs to be part of your lifestyle, is energetic awareness and how to balance and cultivating and making sure that you're having both energies in check. That's just part of life. It's same like if you're gonna have to eat properly, you eat sometimes, if you eat really crappy foods, then you gotta balance that with healthy foods. There has to be a balance. If you just ate really bad food all the time, what's gonna happen to you? You know, if you just ate super healthy all the time, that would be wonderful too. But sometimes, you know, you need that little bit of junk food or, you know, a cookie or cake. You need something to fulfill that the the other side of yourself, the joy of eating some sweets and different things like that. You know, it's all about balance. Exercising, moving your body. If you're not moving at all and you're not, you know, cultivating that relationship with your body and your muscles and the blood flow, what's going to happen? If you're not moving, that your body's going to respond and you're not going to have a very good balance. If you're exercising all the time, that's, you're going to have exhaustion and you're going to have injuries and you're going to have things from that. So there needs to be a nice balance. It's absolutely no different with the physical aspects of who you are and the spiritual aspects of who you are and the masculine energies and the feminine energies and working with those together. So it's going to be really important. So to reiterate, I'm just going to go back to what you need to do. Working with the moon energy or just basking in the moon energy, universal energy at night, stars, looking up at the stars and just, you know, connecting with that energy, bonding with that energy, soaking in the star energy, the moon energy, the universal energy. That's a really easy thing to do. Working with white light energy and angel energy through meditation, through conscious connection, through, like I said, I have the chi meditation, the angel meditation out there, and just doing whatever it is that you do with that sort of thing. And connecting with spirits in your spirit guide. I have that free spirit communication or the Keys to the Spirit World book on my website as well. It's free download you can do. So that would be a good start with that. Or you could also take the $37 class, which would be really good. And I teach a lot of stuff in there, or any of my classes if you want to learn more about this kind of stuff. And then retuning your intuitive self, making sure that you are really spiritually focused on allowing your intuitive senses, your intuitive side to have a voice, and allowing that voice to help balance and negotiate through your stress, fears, and worries right now. That's really, really important. And so you're going to find a huge thing with that. You also notice when you're out of balance, which I found very interesting, is you'll be drawn to, when you're out of balance, you'll typically be drawn to colors that you need to have more of in your life that will represent those chakras. So whatever colors you're typically drawn to, which is a whole nother podcast, but whatever colors you're typically drawn to are those chakras that need more energy and movement through them. And right now, anything of blue would be really good, or white, aura cleaning. And so at the metaphysical store, we have a lot of really cool gemstones that are like, we have this really cool lapis lazuli bracelet that's over there, the ocean jasper stuff, any of the blue stones. We have some cool selenite stuff, and I just ordered some really cool selenite bangles. So, you know, bringing selenite or amethyst or lapis lazuli or sodalite or any of those types of colors and gemstones would be a nice thing to wear and balance. I'm drawn to everything blue right now, which is so weird because I don't know if I've ever been drawn to blue, actually. I'm more drawn to, I've always red. And I know why, because I'm so in the spiritual aspect of my life and my intuitive senses that's just, I'm constantly need to ground myself all the time. It's just like repetitive ridiculousness. Like, so I am very drawn to red. And all of a sudden, when I started being drawn to blue, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. There's something very off with me right now. Like, what is happening? I'm never, ever drawn to blue. And I wanted blue everything. Blue toothbrush, blue phone, blue shirt, blue everything. And I'm just like, why is this blue feel so nice to me? Like, what is happening? This is so weird. And I'm like, wow, did I really just get that out of balance with just bringing in that intuitive aspect of my life? I mean, this is what I do. Come on. And I started doing my own self-check, and it was true. I was noticing that I had really moved away from some intuitive stuff. Typically, in my personal life, my intuition plays the biggest role in most everything, which is why I'm more heavily balanced the other direction. And this is the first time that I remember that it's moved the other way in a very strange way. Yes, I still use it, but it's just like I definitely started retuning. I started reconnecting, and yeah, it's made a huge difference, but it's just hilarious to me. I'm like, what is going on? This is so bizarre. So hopefully you found this podcast helpful. Hopefully you understand a little bit more on masculine and feminine energies, how they work. Again, remember that it has no gender. That's not a thing with these masculine, feminine, energies. And hopefully I've given you some good tips and you might find some cool gemstones. Check out the store. I'd love to see you in class if you want to learn more about being intuitively aware, spiritually aware of kind of and connecting and retuning your intuition. The psychic ability class or any of those would be just hugely fantastic. So if you go onto the website, thekeystospiritworld.com, there actually is a link to my Empath University, which has all kinds of classes. If you want to take it to the next level and just get in and dive in, there's some really cool stuff over there. So anyways, until next time, make sure that you're balancing and have the most amazing day. Aloha.